Good morning. My guest this morning is Wendy Silman, the Director of Education for Santa Rosa Symphony. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Roland.
We are talking about an evening in Vienna, but unfortunately, it's not for us. It is for the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra. So talk about that. What's going to happen?
That's right. We're raising funds to send our orchestra of 70 young people on tour this summer to Salzburg, Vienna, and Budapest.
Wow. What an adventure.
It is. We are excited about it. And this evening in Vienna is a gala fundraiser. It's only $25 for admission into the
Very
event.
Reasonable.
And then once you get there, you get a free glass of champagne and a small dessert. And then you get to view all the painted violins. Yes. We collected, along with the Santa Rosa Symphony League, we collected violins that were no longer usable.
Uh-huh.
So beyond repair.
Uh-huh.
And invited artists from throughout Sonoma County to decorate
what
them.
What a great idea.
So we have about 26 violins. We have a cello and a bass as well, and they are spectacular.
Oh, I'll bet.
So they will be on both live and silent auction. We also are offering some vacations and sports events on the silent auction. The evening will include waltzes by Strauss, performed by members of the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra String Quartet.
Also a raffle?
And a raffle, yes, a raffle. And you can win a trip to London or Paris, and we will be announcing the winner that evening.
So what will this trip be like? How many stops will they make? And can you sort of line that out a little?
The trip is a working tour, actually. There
right,
will be
right,
three performances, one in Salzburg in the beautiful Mozarteum, a gorgeous concert hall. So it's a trip of a lifetime for these young people. So they'll perform there. They'll have plenty of opportunity to sightsee. They'll see Mozart's birthplace, and they'll go to Vienna. They'll be performing with another youth ensemble outside of Vienna, and also have a chance to really see all the great museums in Vienna and see, including the the Mozart, Instrument Museum in
How
Vienna.
Long will they be in Europe?
They'll be there for 10 days.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Yeah, the last stop is Budapest.
Oh, wonderful.
A wonderful city. So these are all cities that were the birthplace of Western classical
right.
music.
Is this an event that happens every year?
No. The last time they toured was 3 years ago. They went to China. And before that, they had been to the Czech Republic and to Germany.
Boy, that is just fantastic. And how many people did you say there are in the youth orchestra?
Well, there will be 70 going on tour. And they range in age from 10 to 23.
Uh-huh.
So it's a wide spectrum. They get into the orchestra by audition. Everybody in the orchestra is going on this tour. So we're raising funds because we didn't want to leave anybody behind.
Well, I must confess, I've heard this orchestra a number of times, having a relative as part of it, and have been just entranced every time.
Yeah, they're pretty wonderful.
Well, thank you for coming in, Wendy, and thank you and the symphony for arranging such an incredible tour. Let's tell people that the event is an evening in Vienna, Saturday, April 14th, 7 to 10 p.m. at Schoen Farm in Forestville. For information, you can go to srsymphony.org or visit Corix in Santa Rosa and get tickets there. To find out more about the painted violins, go to srsymphonyleague.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.